You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Got off to a good start for me. Woke up to the mellifluous tones of our friend NPR's John Burnett on Morning Edition, reporting on the president's decision to send National Guard troops to the border. We don't know how many or when exactly, but as John was pointing out this morning, this deployment is likely to model similar operations launched by both Presidents George W. Bush and his successor, Barack Obama. President Bush sent some 6,000 troops. Obama sent 1,500 after complaints from local ranchers and law enforcement over drug smuggling and illegal immigration. Both times, tens of thousands of pounds of drugs were seized, as were tens of thousands of would-be immigrants coming in illegally. Now, for Mr. Trump, this deployment seems to be tied to his own frustrations over not being able to move forward with his long-promised really big, big wall. Here in the Lone Star State, Governor Abbott's welcoming the president's move. But down on the front lines, which is to say the borderlands, well, it's a bit more complicated, as Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales explains.
First off, we should note Texas already has some National Guard troops performing surveillance on the border right now. And it's not yet clear how much of an influx the state could see in the coming days or weeks. John Ferguson's taking it in stride.
We've kind of been through that before with the National Guard.
Ferguson is the mayor of Presidio, Texas, a border town of about 4,500 people in the Big Bend region. He points out this isn't the first time a wave of National Guard has been sent to the Texas-Mexico border. Troops have been coming on mission since the Reagan administration. In 2010, then-President Barack Obama sent some 1,200 National Guard troops to the border, and Rick Perry deployed Guard units while he was governor of Texas.
If they're there to kind of assist the Border Patrol, then Border Patrol wants and appreciates it, then I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing at all.
To fulfill President Trump's directive, the Pentagon and Homeland Security will work with governors of states along the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott agreed with the move, saying this, quote, reinforces Texas's longstanding commitment to secure our southern border. While Mayor Ferguson says he wouldn't mind the Guard's presence, he does want accountability from the federal government.
Depending on how long the National Guard would be stationed on the border, I think you need to be able to say, okay, what effect is this presence having on the border?
That's the big question for this small community. Ferguson's lived in Presidio for about 30 years now, and when he's not at City Hall, he's down the street working at Presidio High School. That's where Lori Holman's been teaching art since the late 90s. I catch her preparing for an art show just off the city's main drag. Holman says the whole idea makes her nervous.
If anything, it's going to make me more alert, more wary, more concerned. If I want to go out and, you know, with my shotgun and I'm worried about rattlesnakes, now I got to worry about some 18-year-old, 19-year-old National Guard guy shooting me because he's thinking that I'm doing something wrong or illegal.
Holman remembers a time when this part of the border was far more militarized in a government effort to curb drug smuggling. 37-year-old Velva Sines remembers, too. She works at a store just off the city's main street. Sines has mixed feelings about an increased security presence in town.
I really don't know. I mean, I would think it should make us feel more safe.
Most people here, she says, already leave their doors unlocked and know their neighbors, both in Presidio and across the border.
But because of what happened with a couple of years ago with Ezequiel, it kind of makes you think about it.
Ezequiel is Ezequiel Hernandez, who Sines went to school with. In 1997, the 18-year-old who lived about 20 miles from here was shot and killed by Marines on a drug surveillance mission. Sines says this week's news and talk of a more militarized border has kept Hernandez on her mind.
He graduated with me, so we lived it with him. So it's kind of makes you think twice whether it's safe or not.
Hernandez's death can be seen as an extreme worst-case scenario. But here in Presidio, those events are still vividly remembered. For now, residents want to find out more about how many troops could be coming and exactly how long they'd stick around. In Presidio, I'm Carlos Morales.